Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ also perished. 1 Corinthians 15:13-18. Here is Paul's argument for the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead is solely determined by the resurrection of Christ from the dead. The hope of the believer in Christ is the resurrection of the dead. Following the resurrection of Christ, he appeared to his disciples, charging them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Luke 24:46-47. Peter declared in the Pentecostal sermon that from Christ God had loosed the pains of death, and that his soul was not left in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Acts 2:24-32. Preaching becomes mere folly if Christ has not been raised from the dead. Those who would proclaim such a doctrine would be false prophets. And since faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, all faith would be futile. If Christ has not conquered death by the resurrection, then sins are not purged. The believer cannot be raised by baptism to walk in newness of life if Christ is not raised. Romans 6:3-4. There is no reign on David's throne if Christ is not raised. The exceeding greatness of God's power becomes absolute weakness if Christ is not raised. According to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:19-20. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, the whole scheme of eternal redemption falls, and humanity lives in a bleak and savage world without any hope of a brighter future and a more glorious tomorrow. All who have and will die simply become a corpse, lying in the cold earth, being devoured by the decaying worms. But alas, Christ has risen. Believe this truth, dear listener, and thus all believers are begotten unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.